Thank you. Good evening, welcome along to the programme. We're live tonight from the BBC Television Theatre here in London at Shepherd's Bush for a programme really that I've been looking forward to perhaps more than any other on the whole series. You'll know why when I ask you to welcome our guest tonight, Jackson Browne.
Papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my sleeve. Ah, that's much too old a story to believe. Such good care of me. And you say Morocco, and that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind, and I've just had a taste of something fine. Future heights and the past just slides, England lies between, floating in a silver mist, so cold and so clean. California shaking like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. You said Morocco, and you made me smile. It hasn't been that easy for a long, long while. And looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine. Something fine. You see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. I may not catch Morocco for a little while. While you there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to save me just a taste of something fine. Something fine. Thank you.
for coming.
And thanks for tuning in.
You see somewhere to go.
too badly of one who's left holding sad. He's just another dreamer, dreaming about every man.
I've been over here about two other times, and each time I really didn't have much time to walk around or see anything or see anybody before we did a concert. And this time we got to sleep about 3 days in the hotel. Well, we've been up to Manchester and Glasgow. And I met a lot of fine people so far. So far, so good.
Happening at all, although for a while our paths
like a fountain from a pool. Out in the sorrow, out in the light, you've known that hollow sound of your own steps in flight. You had to hide sometimes. Now you're all right, and it's good to see your smiling face tonight. Seems to last. While the future's there for anyone to change, still you know it seems it could be easier sometimes to change the past. I'm just 1 or 2 years and a couple of changes. Springing up from your life like a fountain from a pool, out in the sorrow, fountain of light. You've known that hollow sound of your own steps in flight.
Clapping, I see a more of you.
Hey, you could leave the lights on, couldn't you?
I want to sing you a song that I wrote for my son. He woke up last night at 12, ready for the new day.
like to invite my friend David Lindley to play a song with me along. One of the first times I got to play with David was in this odd house that he lived in somewhere near Cambridge. I took the train out there, and I had to take the train out there just to talk to him because there was no phone, no clock either. He pointed that out to me, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you don't have a phone. He says, no clock either. But I've got the baby. And he showed me this strange little child all wrapped up. It was sort of like... Well, you'd be freaked out too if a face like that kept popping into your crib at night. That's right. Years to come, his daughter would wake up in the night sometimes screaming, Daddy's face! Daddy's face! I'd forgotten about that.
Song I can hear playing right in my ear that I can't sing.
turn you around. Go on, make a joyful sound into a dancer you have grown from a seed somebody else has grown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own, and somewhere between the time you were right and the time you go, they lie.
A little old friend of mine in there. He's doing this tour with us. Would you all welcome Warren Zevon? Sounds like Yellow Submarine down here in these little monitor boxes. That's the lads. Or it's police calls or something. How's everybody doing there? All right? For sure.
I heard You've been up all night listening for his drum, hoping that the righteous might just come. And I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp, be watchful.
I want to introduce my friends to you. Playing on the piano, singing and playing guitar too. It's Mark Jordan. And playing the organ, refugee from the Joe Walsh Barnstorm group, David Mason. Playing on the bass. I'm gonna get you all confused. Watch this. Playing on the bass, Brian Garofalo. He used to play with Joe Walsh too. Oh, rhythm and memory. Playing on the drums, the dark horse of the percussion world. His name's John Masseri from Los Angeles. Last here, our main man here, David Lindley. Here in the monitor boxes with a periscope, we got John Lennon and Ringo and Paul and George, the four mop tops. You guys are probably know how they came to call the show the Old Gray Whistle Test. Right?
No.
Well, you gotta find out. It's a really good story. You're not supposed to say it, yeah, because they'd all lose their license. I tell you, England is not the place to swear casually, as we just found out. Actually, where we come from, punk is still a pretty respectable label, you know. People sit up at nights and work out the punk ethic. You know, it's pretty wholesome, really, you know. Cheeseburgers, something like that. Thank you.
the shade of the freeway. Gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. When the evening rolls around, I'll go on home and lay my body down. When the morning light comes streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Ooh, were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? I've been aware of the time going by. Let's say the wink of an eye. And when the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and do it again. He knows it all, his hopes and dreams begin and end there. Get it up again.